Phone Boy Speaks, episode 334, Talking to Windows Phone.
You know, it's funny. We make fun of Siri on the iPhone. You know, at least some tech douchebags do anyway. And but I realized that actually, compared to what's on Windows Phone, Siri is actually pretty good. I had a chance to play with the voice recognition on Windows Phone today, and one of the things about Siri is that in most applications, at least in, you know, like iOS 6 and 7, right, there's a button on your keyboard, you can push it and you can immediately start talking, and it it's actually gotten pretty good. Siri seems to understand me, or if it didn't, if it makes an error, it's actually pretty good about flagging things it's not 100% certain about. And so you get, and you can correct it. And usually the suggestion's pretty good. So I'm not, that's actually been, so it's actually been kind of a joy to use that. At least that, Siri's voice dictation features on, on reasonably recent, iOS devices actually works pretty well. Now on Windows Phone, I have a Lumia 520, maybe a little different on some other devices, I'm not sure, but what I've noticed is that, that the dictation features in Windows Phone aren't available in every application. You can only use it when you can only use it in certain applications. I can't use it on Skype, for instance. And you can't use it. You can use it for text messages. But something else I noticed about it is that in Siri, I will use Siri to dictate along with punctuation. So I might say something like, please go to the store. Period. And Siri is smart enough to understand that period means put a period at the end of the sentence. Whatever they're doing on Windows Phone doesn't work like that. It more or less accurately interprets the words. It doesn't have any sort of mechanism to say, well, maybe I didn't hear that right. And, these are things I wasn't quite sure about. And it obviously didn't handle punctuation very well. So, that's less useful for me. Maybe I'm overthinking it or whatever, but, it did okay as far as translating my words into text. But, if you want to do any sort of complex punctuation, maybe it's not so good. If you want to use it in, things other than the few applications that seem to support it, you're out of luck, right? I mean, so for me, that's a somewhat inferior experience. And, again, maybe it's different with other phones, or maybe I just haven't found the right apps that actually use the voice dictation stuff. Maybe apps just need to be extended to support it. But that was one area where, and I have to say, I've pretty much used Windows Phone this whole week as my primary phone. And, I don't dislike it. There's some things it does differently. But the voice is one of those areas. The Siri-like features is one of those areas where I think the iPhone is better, and maybe Android is better than that. I haven't tried the voice dictation features on Android because I don't have a recent Android handset to test it on. But it's definitely an area where Windows Phone presents what I consider to be an inferior experience.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.